Oh, beloved ones, it is so joyously delightful to be Christians, have Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So delightful to be Christians because we have special privileges. God reveals only to us. In fact, God only reveals the plan of salvation and a desire to receive Christ to those that are destined for eternal life. And He knows who they are. Praise the living God. Let's hear what God's Word says about Him revealing special things to us and the privileges we have by the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2, 9-11. As it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them who love Him. But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Beloved ones, you see very clearly here, many have said that verse 9, eye has not seen or ear heard, nor there entered the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them and that love Him. Then they stop there. But the very next few verses say the Holy Spirit will reveal to us. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will reveal to us the things that Father has freely given us and prepared for us. That's what the Word says. God's freely given us things. God has prepared things for us. And blessed Holy Spirit, oh, you and I need a walk, a deep communication with blessed Holy Spirit. Don't miss out on this blessing. Talk to Him. Honor Him. Say things like, I honor you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and I welcome you in my life. Teach me. Help me. The Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance things that Jesus has said to us. The Holy Spirit will show us the things that Father has freely given us and prepared for us. And the Holy Spirit will even teach us what to say. Hear the rest of that. These words, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning at verse 13. Which things also we speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches. Hallelujah, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Hallelujah. God's Word says that we have the mind of Christ. God's Word says that the Holy Spirit will help us. Oh, blessed Holy Spirit, our comforter, our guide. Blessed Holy Spirit, you teach us to love. You teach us what to say. I pray everyone hearing this short word would be agreeing that we will yield more and have a deeper relationship and honor you, Holy Spirit. Set us free from resisting, grieving, or quenching you. Oh, Father in heaven, help us be led by the Holy Spirit, empowered and comforted by you. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen.